The weekend that was again a fairly quiet one when compared to what we normally see in the streets. Saturday night was definitely busier than previous weeks, but Thursday and Friday nights saw some small crowds out and about. Thursday night was another one of the many chest-puffing nights. Shirts off and some argy-bargy was the extent of it. The older guys were trying to tell the younger guys how to act, but it seems some of the older guys need a lesson or two. It takes a bigger man to just walk away. Friday night got pretty hectic as a result of a domestic dispute that escalated to much more than it should have been. A guy got split open, a girl got split open, and one person was arrested. Police were all over it. Once I left, the drama continued, with family members looking to fight some of the opposing parties. People that had nothing to do with the domestic dispute were targeted and threatened by mistake. Nothing much more came of this dispute, and it seems everyone else got home without further incident. Saturday night was quite busy, with most people in high spirits and having fun. One very upset girl had decided to throw a hissy fit over nothing, and an argument between a few patrons who were refused entry to one of the clubs and security attracted some attention. No major incidents were noted. I mentioned a person conveyed by ambulance last week, but did not know the reason at the time. I've since found out that a young guy was taken to hospital following an overdose on ecstasy. An article about drug overdoses on the New South Wales Central Coast involving ecstasy, where one person died, appeared in the media over the weekend. It may be reason to exercise extreme caution. A link to this story will be provided on the Big Rob's website and on the Big Rob's Facebook page. This is 92.9 River FM and I'm Big Rob. Find me on Facebook by following the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.